at Madison Square Garden. Are you a longtime fan?
Yeah, since 2000.
They're from what, the Vermont area, I think?
They're from Vermont, yes.
What is it about Trey Anastasio that intrigues you? I'm guessing he does.
He's a happy guy. The way they communicate together on stage with their instruments, I say, and the places they bring me. I couldn't say it's all Trey, you know, it's really all the band members together.
You got a little gray in the sideburns. Did this start out as a Grateful Dead thing for you?
No, came through the back door.
With the fish?
Yeah, fish.
Have you since gotten into the jam band culture a little more?
Yeah, I'm into it. I've seen the Dead. I like it.
Widespread Panic, some of the other names I recognize.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Fish is an entity of its own. You should go to the show.
Was it there's your friend. Happy New Year, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. Hey, everybody, you're listening to WFMU. I'm glad you've joined me. I happened upon a fish show last night at Madison Square Garden. Thought I'd stick around for a while and interview people waiting in line. And then 2016 unloaded on us again this week. Four deaths. We'll review them later, sadly. This is Fish with Llama, recorded live at the Spectrum in Toronto, December 1992. Stay with me. Are you a fish fan, jam band fan?
Little press, 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 I'm a toot toot. 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 I'm a toot toot. I'm a toot toot.
Everybody have wristbands? Everybody have wristbands?
Yeah. You guys have, right? You were the last one I gave.
Light on, folks, light on.
It's hard to get at you here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are you excited to see fish?
I am. I'm very excited.
I walked by here and was surprised to see they were playing. I know they have a new album out.
Yes, Big Boat. It's a good one.
Do you like it?
I love it. Each album is, I think, totally different. I really like it, though.
I was reading about Trey and the band, you know, like some Rolling Stone piece or something recently. And I didn't realize he'd been through kind of a trough in his life, like really druggy. But he's come back.
Yeah, I guess there was an incident a long time ago.
Trey Anastasio's increasing drug use led to a situation upstate 2006. He was pulled over and found to have in his possession Xanax and Percocet, somebody else's prescriptions. He spent 14 months entangled with the law and in trying to just get it back together.
Yeah, he's totally, everything's good now. Band's doing awesome. He's doing awesome too. I think they're on the path of spiritual enlightenment.
Do you like the whole jam band scene, the Dead?
I really just come and see Fish.
It's all about Fish.
It's not that I don't like the other music. I do. I enjoy it. But when it comes down to it, of where I'm going to go and what I'm going to spend my money on, I tend to spend it on going to Fish shows.
Have you traveled around and seen them quite a few times?
Yeah. Him and I together have seen them over 75 times.
How are you? Good.
We went to Mexico.
75 times,
yeah,
did you say?
Just together. We went to Mexico last year. We were going to go to Vegas, but then we closed on a new house, so we couldn't go to Vegas, so we sold our tickets.
So it's quite a community. Do you start seeing people that you've seen before?
You do. I've seen people since 1996. They come up and say, hey, how you been?
It's a family.
It is. It's like Christmas whenever they play, you know, like it's kind of reunite with other people, and it's exciting.
They're getting you in the pens here.
Yeah.
What's your Happy New Year's message to Fish fans and everybody in our listening audience?
We're vibrating with love and light. What else?
That sounds great. Take care. Have fun at the show.
Thanks.
Here's my card. I'm going to show her some more medicine. The Spinach. Allman Brothers sounds great, doesn't it? From Eda Peach, 1972, in memory of Elizabeth Reed on Dusty. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season with us. Sticky, right, isn't it, Dickie Betts? It took me a little while to get onto his style, but he's good. Asheville John checking in saying, ugh, fish, barf. Linda's Lee, never even heard of him. He's checking in. He just saw Trey a couple of days ago, he says.
You're fish fans.
Yes.
From a long way back? You're pretty young.
No, I think I started in 09. A friend of mine turned me on to fish and never looked back.
And does it tie into to the Grateful Dead, the All the Way Back? They seem that band connection.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Deadhead, too?
I grew up on the Dead. I grew up on the Allman Brothers, but for sure, the Dead is a huge part of my life. Music's a huge part of my life, but the Dead, Fish, they kind of follow
the
same.
The whole jam band scene, do you like them all? Widespread Panic, love, Black Crows, all of that
for
stuff.
Sure. I love the spirit, the
Black
element.
Black Crows a jam band?
Well, now they've kind of, you know...
they've transitioned.
If a band can transition into that genre, it can be very lucrative and prolong a career a long time.
For sure. Fans of music, you like to see people stick to their roots and what they're really passionate about. I mean, Fish is a great cover band, too.
Yeah.
They do great covers.
What about Black Crows? Is that a point of contention among jam band fans? Do they or do they not belong?
I've been the biggest Black Crow fan.
I mean. I don't know. I mean, I think Chris Robinson's great. Brotherhood is a fantastic band. I've been seeing the Black Crows for a long time, too. But the fact of the matter is, like, they snuck their way in. Like, I don't think it's a problem. I mean, music is music, and good music, you know,
even better.
Has power behind it, so it's
now
it's
how does it splinter off? Are bands like the Americana scene, like The Band and people like that, or Dylan?
Ooh, I miss Levon Helm.
Yeah.
Where are my Levon Helm fans at?
Do you like Dylan?
He's a poet. I was never a big fan of the music.
Beatles?
Love the Beatles.
Stones?
No.
For sure. I think even more so, I'm more of a fan of the Stones now that they came out with a newer album.
That blues sound.
And they just did whatever the fuck they wanted because they can, because they're the fucking Stones.
I love that blues album.
Loved it. It was great. And I'm glad to see them still doing music. Man.
Are
really.
Were you a Bernie Sanders voter?
But I didn't want to.
Yes. I told him to.
It took me a while to get into it. By the time I got into the political scene about it all, he was already out. So, unfortunately, we're in the position we are with that. So,
are you worried about a Trump presidency?
No, I mean, the people have spoken, and he's going to do what he's going to do now. We just have to sit back and see what happens.
What's your message to our listeners for a happy new year?
Be safe. And if you really want my opinion on the whole political situation, open a door for somebody, smile at someone, spread that love. It's contagious. Love you all. Happy New Year.
Thank you, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you can listen.
Very cool. Thank you so much, brother.
All right.
Happy New Year.
My hands are up.
The Fish Talk has things lively on the Accu playlist. Go to our webpage, check in with the Accu veterans, hang out with us. This is Government Mule Banks of the Deep End on the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you, TNP.
On the banks of the deep end, where your soul is your best friend, searching for a reason.
first name?
Scott.
Scott, are you going to the show tonight, the Fish show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you excited?
Oh, super pumped.
I'll admit to you, I didn't know they were playing. I just happened by, and I said, wow, Fish is here. I know they have a new album out.
Yeah, if you want to call it an album.
You don't
I don't think
for
people
it?
Call it. No, I love it.
I know,
love it.
I know.
In
we
depth.
still call them albums. I wonder that.
No, it's this Bob Ezrin was the producer of it.
Yeah,
he told them to make songs about themselves, to stop, you know, with the, because sometimes their old stuff is a little nonsense. Not that it's bad, it's wonderful, but they said go within. So a lot of the songs are super powerful.
Yeah, Ezrin added a little gravitas to the proceedings.
Yeah, usually it was just, from my understanding, it was just mayhem in the in the recording and whatever. You know, Trey usually led the thing, but this time he told all four members to say something from the heart, and it comes through.
Do you like other bands in what they call the jam band circuit? Do you like the Dead? Does it go back to the Dead for you?
I saw a lot of the Dead, and that's I saw a bumper sticker at a Dead show in a parking lot, and it had Fish, and then they came to Cleveland, and I just never heard them before, and it was been hooked since the first time.
What about Bob Dylan? Does he cross over into what you like?
He doesn't, because I don't understand his singing. You have to concentrate too much. What I like is the improvisation. I'm more of an instrumental, you know. I like the improvisation. I never really got into Bob Dylan.
You like Cover Mule, Widespread Panic, all those
I've
bands.
Seen those, but see, they all have something.
Does it all come back to Fish for you?
There's nothing above Fish for me. It's my religion. They're the only band that they can get me out.
Have you ever met a
right
Fish
away.
Member?
I met Paige, yeah, but just briefly. That's, you know, not like.
How many shows have you seen? Somebody told me 75 in there.
278.
278.
Yeah, tonight is 279.
You pay every time.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever added that up on a?
No, it's worth more than money.
I added it up. If he went to 279 shows and it was, I don't know, $40 a show, which is probably pretty modest, that would be $10,960 he spent seeing Fish.
No, it's worth more than money.
I know what you mean. You love them. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a community feeling, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Do you start running into people over and over again at
that
show?
Oh yeah. Hundreds of people that and we all usually end up in the same spot on Mike's side in the back where there's a little room to.
Are you from
dance.
New York City?
No, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or do you think it's ridiculous?
I have been there when it first opened. I saw Ray Manzarek there, but I think it's ridiculous because they're letting everybody in.
Did you like the Doors?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They were able to get people out.
Beatles.
No Beatles. I'm the only, probably the only person in the United States who despises the Beatles. It's too.
Despises.
Despise. Like, I will never leave before the band leaves the stage, but if it's a Beatles encore, I'm out.
But the Stones are maybe rootsy enough where you kind
of. Like. Yeah, early Stones. Yeah. They're all right with me.
What's
nothing
a guilty
like
pop pleasure? Something you wouldn't tell your friends that you kind of like?
Pop?
You like, what do you like? Katy Perry?
Yeah.
What do you like? You got a nice look on your face.
She's got a nice voice. And everybody looks at her figure, and she's beautiful and everything, but
you see
I like
beyond
her voice.
That.
Yeah, I like her voice.
You're a romantic fella. Did you have a good 2016?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have no complaints.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to the year ahead?
Sure. Whatever comes.
Were
I'm
you a Bernie voter?
I was, and since he dropped out, I abstained from the whole thing. And
are you worried about Trump?
I'm not worried because the man is all ego. He's got the top position in the world. He's not going to screw up. He's all ego. He's not going to have his mark in the world be something bad. I don't believe it. What? Everybody's all nervous and worried and all this and that, and he's appointing all these people. Hey, let's see him in office, you know, then judge him. You're already judging, I don't know. I try not to be involved with it because people are so divided on it. I'm a wait and see guy.
You're a peacenik.
Indeed. Let it be.
Happy New Year.
All right, same to you. Right.
My hand's kind of frozen. Good. I've been out here.
Thanks.
I'll give you a card.
Okay.
96. I hope you can tune in.
Here's the Grateful Dead with Bertha on Dusty. Asheville John says, I despise the Beatles too. I love Bertha. I'm gonna get up and dance a little. Let's twirl, you guys, come on. To move,
that's why, if you please, I am on my bare knees.
Oh, yeah,
Bertha, don't you come around here anymore.
Happy New Year, guys.
Just myself in green, Lord, I'm winning under the sea. Try to see what's going on.
Everybody's looking for tickets.
Kinda. This is a weird venue. It's so there's something
you think
like,
it'll be sold out?
It is sold out.
All these tickets were four nights were sold out immediately.
Now, are Fish shows? I admit, I'm not on the jam band scene, but is a Fish show a hot commodity? Are they usually sold out?
Oh yeah.
And do they play that often? I know they have a new album out.
Yeah, they have a new album. I just saw them in Charleston in October, but they just did a fall tour and a summer tour.
Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you liking this new album?
It's all right. It's pretty good. They're old. Most people in the that have seen these guys a lot like their older stuff more. But the new stuff's good too, and it's kind of like an adaptive change. There's some really good ones, and there's some that people are like hit or miss about, but it's kind of like it's new material. It's always going to be like that, so.
I imagine they prefer their own creative interests and keeping it fun for them.
Yeah, right, because a lot of the old tunes they've played for, I mean, they're a band that's been touring now for 31 years of consistent touring all year long, so.
Now, do you like the other bands in that scene? Like, I don't know, Widespread Panic, Government Mule, or what's
it called? Great, all great bands. Widespread, String Cheese Incident, Humphreys McGee.
What about a band like Black Crowes? Can they cross over?
Totally. I've seen them on a bill with Widespread Panic, actually. They play the same festival bill, like the same stage.
You guys are very young. So. Does it go back to the Grateful Dead for you? Do you like that scene?
Oh, yeah. I was, like, raised on Grateful Dead, Pink Floyd, like, growing up, and... yeah, so I mean, going to shows, I've been to Dead & Company shows, and I was at the Fare Thee Well shows that they had 2 years ago in Chicago, and like it's pretty much almost like the same feeling.
I asked another Fish fan, what about the Beatles, and he said, I can't stand them. What about you?
Well, they clearly don't listen to the band quite enough. The band, every Halloween, they cover an album.
Yeah, I think they did the White Album.
They've done the White Album before. They've done Led Zeppelin. They've done Pink Floyd. They've done every classic rock that you could imagine.
Have you guys met any Fish members?
No, I haven't. I wish.
If you could talk to Trey, if you had a couple minutes of his time, what would you say to him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I would just talk to him like a regular person. I wouldn't even want to talk about music. I would just bullshit. Just to make a good impression on him and like not be fanboy, you know what I mean?
How about you?
Yeah, I would try. I would attempt to do the same, but I think I might be too. I'd be a little starstruck, right. Probably, just be like, oh my God.
Were you guys Bernie people? Did you like Bernie Sanders?
Oh yeah, he's a great guy. He was the only president that was actually a good dude, right? Arguably, everyone else is in it for their own interests and in for whatever. And Bernie had his own motives too, I'm sure. But like, he was just straight up with people. He said, "This is what I want." And like,
what about Hillary?
I don't know too many people that were like Hillary supporters from the start. They were definitely Bernie, and then.
Were you able to vote? Are you old enough to vote?
Yeah.
Are you worried about Trump?
I am.
What do you worry about?
I go to Ohio Wesleyan, which like is a very small liberal arts school, and like the day after he was elected, yeah. There's like a large like gay community there, and like people were like scared, like yeah. Actually scared for.
I have
rights.
Gay friends that are very very concerned. Right
yeah,
now.
And there's like lots of students from out of the country there too, like lots of Muslim students, and they were all like afraid, and it was like quiet in our student union when he was elected. Like people were like just staring at the TV in disbelief. Like it was scary.
We're talking Trump. You want to put your 2 cents worth in?
Sorry, I might have a floor ticket, so I gotta call a buddy real quick.
All right, you guys.
More important things are happening.
it's great talking to you, man.
You too, man. There's my card. Enjoy the show. My Morning Jacket, Hot Tuna, String Cheese Incident, Humphreys, McGee, just a few of the jam bands that have been mentioned. This is Widespread Panic on Dusty. I like this one. It's Jack, live from Oak Mountain, Pelham, Alabama, July 2013.
Well, Jack was really a jester.
I'd like Widespread, but I do. It seemed like a nice, crisp winter day a couple of hours ago, but after you're outside, it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Are you from New York City?
I'm actually from Michigan, so this is about 20 degrees warmer than when I came from.
Were you just home for Christmas?
Huh?
Were you just home for the holidays?
No, I live there.
In Michigan?
Yeah.
And you're here all the way here for the fish show?
Yeah.
Now, are they touring around? Is this just one in
just
a series
one,
of shows
one
you'll see?
It's just a New Year's Eve thing. So there's no tour. It's just
this is a multiple night thing
well,
here?
It's four nights here, but that's all. There's no tour or anything.
In line with the new album release?
Just for the holiday, New Year's Eve. They play here every New Year's.
Are you excited?
I'm excited, yeah.
Are they your main band? Do you like The Dead?
I like The Dead as well. This is the band I see more often. I'm younger, so I never saw Jerry or anything.
Where are you from in Michigan?
Traverse City.
I've been to Traverse
Have
City.
You?
Isn't it right there? Traverse City by Charlevoix.
Yeah, South Charlevoix.
I played there in 1981.
All right.
Opening for The Police and The English Beat
at Castle Farms. What a place.
We played with Rick Springfield, too.
Oh, wow.
That
was the heyday.
I love Michigan. The Hand, they call it. Where do you live on the Hand? They grow cherries up there.
Yeah, cherry capital of the world.
And what do you call those pasties?
Pasties. That's in the UP. That's a UP thing.
Yeah, Saint Ignace, the mystery spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I gigged up in Manistique in Sault Ste. Marie. Yeah, I've been up there. I'm from Iowa.
What do you play?
I play guitar and sing.
I'm a bass player.
Yeah, are you really?
I've only ever played weddings at Castle Farms, though.
No, they don't
do the big concerts anymore.
You know, we weren't supposed to open that show. We were playing on the grounds, and they had a club on site.
Yeah.
And Oingo Boingo's equipment truck failed or something, so they said, "You guys want to open?" And that was fantastic. You weren't even born, were you?
No,
81.
Not,
you weren't even born. Even. Weren't even born. Are you excited about the year ahead?
2017? I don't know. I'm intrigued more than anything.
Were you a Bernie person?
I was a Bernie person.
Yeah, were you disappointed with Trump?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hope for him to fail, but I hope he does a good job, but I don't, you know, it's hard to envision at the time, but...
What would you say to Trey if you had a moment of his time?
If I had a moment of Trey's time, I don't know if I would use it. I don't have anything to say to Trey. I don't know.
Black Crowes, do they deserve to be in the jam band pantheon?
The Black Crowes, are they a jam band? I don't know. But they were the last great American rock and roll band.
You think so?
I think
Chris
so.
Chris Robinson.
They rocked on that level.
Rich Robinson.
Yeah.
Brotherly rivalry.
Yeah.
Kind of like
Yeah, it was that, you know, some of that tension you can't get other ways. That's like, you got to have that tension to be big rock stars.
Dylan, do you like him? You're young.
I'm not a big Dylan fan, no. I never really could relate to him.
How old are you?
26.
Yeah. You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. Seriously, one day you'll look back and go...
I don't listen to a lot of... I don't hear lyrics or
Beatles.
Anything. So, like, I do like the Beatles a lot. The later Beatles. Studio Beatles.
Brian Wilson.
Sgt. Pepper's. I never have heard a lot of Brian Wilson. I don't know a lot about Brian Wilson.
Britney Spears.
Besides Pettit Sounds. I don't know a lot of Britney Spears.
Slip that one in on you. What's your Happy New Year's message to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York City?
My New Year's message to the listeners in Jersey City is that the left lane is for passing, the right lane is for traveling. Stay out of the left lane unless you're passing, and we'll all have a good New Year.
Take it easy. I'll give you my card. Somewhere here. When's the show start?
Show starts around 8, I believe.
8 o'clock? You got good seats?
Cool. Yeah, right behind the stage, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. See you.
Upon reappraisal, this song sounds great to me. From 1990, The Black Crowes, Jealous Again, Dusty. Great, great voice of Chris Robinson. Listen to WFMU, baby. Jersey City, New Jersey, Freeform. Coming at ya.
Don't you think I want to? Don't you think I would? Don't you think I'd tell you, baby, if I only could? Am I acting crazy? Am I just too proud? Am I just plain lazy?
What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, are you here for the fish show or are you just hanging out?
Here for the fish show.
How long have you been a fan?
Since 93.
Since 93? Yeah. Have you ever met any of the guys?
No. Uh-huh.
Have you seen a lot of shows? I've heard one guy told me 230 shows or something like that.
About there?
Yeah. What is it that makes you follow them around? What separates them from other bands?
Their uniqueness.
What's unique about fish?
They're not locked into any genre. They can play anything they want.
And name to get away with it. They're very popular. Do you like it? Does it go back to the Dead for you before Fish? Are you a Deadhead? You got a funny look on your face.
Inadvertently.
Accidentally. So Fish was a gateway to the Dead for you?
No. My father and mother were hippies.
Were Deadheads. And they followed around the Dead. Were you in tow when they did? A little kid out there spinning around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't resent it. You think that was a good thing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And this guy here, he hasn't said anything. You remind me of a Steely Dan guy, Donald Fagen. You got a little Fagen look about you. Do you like Steely Dan?
Not really, kind of.
Is Fish your thing?
I'm actually new into Fish.
You are, but you're enjoying it so far?
Fifth show.
So that's new.
Yeah. Yes, very.
What do you like about him?
It's like the uniqueness of the show and the whole performance, all that, light show, all that good stuff.
Was 2016 good for you?
Yes. I had a song.
Are you excited about the year ahead?
Definitely.
What about Trump? Do you think he can do a good job?
I hope so.
Did you vote for him?
I'm not going to disclose that, but yeah.
Okay. What about you? Are you optimistic about 2017?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. A lot of people say they can't wait for this year to end.
Doesn't matter to me.
Did you vote for Hillary or Trump or Bernie?
I voted for Trump.
I ask because I do a lot of politics on the show. You voted for Trump. Are you excited about his upcoming presidency? You think he can do a good job? You're not.
I don't know that he's going to do a bad job, but I know he'll do a better job than anyone else who's out there.
Have you not liked the Obama presidency?
No.
What is it about Obama that disappointed you?
According to him, I'm wealthy, and I'm not.
It's been a tough time for you since the recession?
No, taxes.
Taxes?
Yeah, according to the federal government, I'm wealthy.
What about Obamacare? Should they get rid of it?
It should never happen.
Do you think the Republicans can come up with something to replace it? They've been tried for a long time.
I don't care. I have a job, so I get my insurance through the job.
All right, man. What's your Happy New Year's?
Anything's better than what it was, than the Obamacare. It was terrible for everyone.
Do you think Trump can accomplish at least some of the things he talked about on the campaign trail?
I hope so. I hope a lot of it. And healthcare being one of the bigger things as well.
Well, I appreciate the time you guys have taken. Yep. I wish you all the best in the year ahead. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in. Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you. You
all right, guys. Enjoy the show. Hardy coming up at 7 with Miracle Nutrition. This is Bob Dylan from 69. Nashville Skyline. Lay, Lady, Lay on the Dusty Show. I'm glad you're with me. Stick around.
Lay, Lady, Lay. Lay across my big friend's bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big friend's bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you. And you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day. Let me see you make them smile.
What is that in the background? A kalimba? What's that percussive noise? I like it. Never noticed.
His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while.
Are you excited about
this
show?
I'm so excited about tonight's show.
Now it's four and done, right? That's what I'm learning from Fish fans. There's not a whole tour lined up here.
It's just the four New York shows and then off to Jamaica, I believe, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, welcome to Jamaica again. Yeah.
That sounds fun. I was there with my wife about this time last year. I love Jamaica, and seeing fish there would be pretty great, right?
Yeah, last year I missed it, but this year I'm trying to get there.
Get a tree when you get there, and you're off to the races. How many shows have you seen? Now, I associate this, I don't know what you call
it. Drug rug?
What is that, a drug
rug?
Yeah,
that's what I heard it be called.
I associate that with, it's kind of a poncho thing. It's actually really nice. With the dead, does this go back to the dead for you? Was the dead the gateway to fish, or the other way around, or you don't like the dead? What's the story?
I love the dead. Technically, I guess that might have been the gateway for me. You could say weed, too.
Weed was
fish there. Was the opening for me. Dead came right afterwards, you know.
So when you started smoking pot as a younger person, did the music come to you in a different way? I've actually inhaled a couple of times myself. So
you know what, man? I'm sober now, so I don't do anything.
Did you go deeper into it where you had to say enough's enough?
Yeah, but it didn't change the effect that the great music has, you know, on my soul, man. I still love it.
Yeah. How about you? What's your relationship with fish on a spiritual level? What do they give you that other bands don't?
Freedom, and it's just an out from life. It really is an escape from reality, and I just love the 4 hours of music.
Is it a family feeling, too? It seems like a real community. Like
We're not brother and sister, but we are family. Yeah, we are family. I've known this fool for many, many years.
Do you think there's a component to that? And I'm not judging you guys. I've always wondered, with, say, a Deadhead or part of the Fish family, maybe those bands provide something that might have been missing for some people in their own family unit?
Community, families, yes, we're all here for the same thing. Night in, night out, yes, music and friendship and the love of music.
What's your Happy New Year's message to our listeners in Jersey City where this show airs? Here in New York City. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
From Long Island.
Long Island, New York, yes.
Excellent.
And we're here because of the music.
Now, when no one's looking, do you sneak in a little Billy Joel there? You're listening out on the island?
Billy Joel can stay in Nassau Coliseums for his 20 run.
That's your favorite son. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, too.
From Long Island. You like sports at all? You like the Islanders?
Honestly, man, I'm not a sports fan.
I didn't think so. You're a pea stick, man. You fish guys are pea sticks. You can't be beating each other with sticks out there. What's your Happy New Year's message to the world, man?
My Happy New Year's message is to be kind and loving all, man. You know, to appreciate life while you're fucking living it.
If you had a 10-second audience with Donald Trump coming from the best part of yourself, what would you say to him?
To Donald? I would say, I don't know, man. You know, just do a good job. I'm not really the ultimate authority on politics.
I do a lot of politics. That's why I asked. I didn't know how you guys felt about it.
He does a good job, though, this year. I really do. Well, actually, for the next 4 years, I hope he does a great job. He'll definitely do a better job than Obama. I know that for a fact. He'll get shit done.
Happy New Year's, fellas.
Happy New Year's.
I don't know
too.
If I gave you one already. But
cool, man. Thank
you're my
you.
Last
this
interview here.
Will this be
tomorrow at 6? You're going to be
right?
On the radio. No, I got to go. I got to go
radio.
Home and start putting
all
this
right.
together. You young people, enjoy the show.
Hey, enjoy.
Okay, brother. All right, peace. On the AccU, Davis says the normalization of Trump is in full flow. I see. We'll keep an eye on him, Davis. This is the Atlanta Rhythm Section, Champagne Jam, Happy New Year's from the Dusty Show in FMU. Glenn says he'd kill himself if he was an Islanders fan. He's Canadian, you know. We'll be right back. What's your first name?
Max.
Max, are you excited about the year ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was 2016 good to you? A lot of people said they can't wait for this one to end.
2016 was, it was all right. It was kind of a flip-flop year.
What was the best part of it for you?
I'm in a relationship now, so it was kind of a new thing, and I'm looking forward to the future.
You're in love.
I guess you could say that.
And what was the downside of 2016?
Family issues, money. Oh, yeah, pretty much that.
You gonna be all right though? You gonna make it?
Hope so.
Yeah. Is it a financial struggle for you?
I'm 16 years old, so it's mainly with my family, my parents. So I hope things start looking up.
What do you want to do when you get out of school?
Writing, probably.
You can be a writer.
Hope so.
Who are your favorites?
Ernest Hemingway.
Old Man in the Sea.
I'm actually related to him.
Are you really?
Yeah.
A descendant of his.
Yeah.
And how far back? How does it work?
He's my uncle's god, something. I don't know. But I know there's some ties there.
And do you feel it in your soul, like it's something you're meant to do?
Maybe. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well,
I like Hunter S. Thompson as well.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of gonzo journalism.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Of course.
Take care.
From Rufus Wainwright's 2016 release, Take All My Loves, 9 Shakespeare sonnets. Here's the late Carrie Fisher. Always remember.
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least. Yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, haply I think on thee. And then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings.
Train 94 is boarding on track 11 at the East Gate. Train 94 is boarding at 11 East.
Please be advised that there has been a track change. Train 94 will now be boarding at track 11.
I asked you for a New Year's message. You said good luck to Trump.
He'll need it.
He'll need it. Why do you say that?
Because a lot of people are worried about him.
Are you one of them?
No.
Did you vote for him?
Yes.
And are you optimistic about what he might be able to do as president?
Yes, I think so.
Can you speak to that just a little bit? Why you liked him? Why you voted for him?
I was the lesser of two evils. Really, I didn't really care one way or the other. I know I'm not giving you much.
No, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Have you voted for a Democrat before?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like Obama?
It was okay.
What was it about Hillary you couldn't go for?
The emails.
It bothered you.
Right.
But you sense a lot of worry amongst people about Trump?
Some, especially Hispanics.
Hispanics are worried?
Oh, yeah. And black people don't like him either.
I appreciate your time. What's your New Year's wish to everybody in the audience?
Well, that they prosper.
Thanks for your time, man. All the best.
And you're not obviously taking a picture of me, are you?
No. Here's my card. My show's on tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Thank you. She seemed to die of a broken heart after Carrie Fisher was gone. Her mother, Debbie Reynolds, passed. This is Tammy from 1957 on The Dusty Show. Always remember.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl, hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy. In love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I Jenny's in love.
We all miss someone that's passed on this time of year. Debbie Reynolds, will always miss you, Tammy. Was it a good year for you? But people say, oh, I can't wait for 2016 to end.
Yeah, it was a good year, sure.
What made it good?
You know, just on like a personal level, it was a good year, but he's healthy. Everybody, you know, I know is working. So, you know, yes, it was a lot of turmoil, but, you know, on a personal level, it was a good year.
Yeah. Politically, did things turn out like you wanted them to?
No, I was not a Trump voter. But, you know, you have to, like, keep moving forward, try to keep making them do the right things. That's the way it turned out.
Are you always this positive of a person? You look like a happy guy.
I'm generally happy. I think there's more. I still believe that there are more things that unite everybody than tears us apart. And that, you know, there are people who have real problems, who wanted a change, and my party didn't necessarily put up a candidate that offered that, so I have to accept it and move on.
Did you go with Hillary or Bernie?
I was Hillary. Yeah.
Listen to the horrible winter wind.
What's your Happy New Year's message to our listeners in Jersey and here in New York, all over the world on the internet, on WFMU?
That we should all just keep working together. The more we let things divide us, the less we'll accomplish. So if we could just try to find the common ground and keep moving forward, that'll be the thing.
Are you going to quit smoking on January 1st, 2017?
Yeah.
I did it 2 years ago, man. I know you can do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Here's my card. 6 o'clock tomorrow. I hope you can tune in.
Great, thank you. I will. Enjoy it.
It was a blow Christmas when we heard about George Michael. Here he is with Elton, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, from Wembley, 1991. Always remember.
I can't lie no more of your darkness on my picture. Fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my. It's too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you must raise and let me blind.
The great George Michael.
It's a nice winter night here in New York, wouldn't you agree?
It is, but I just walked about 30 blocks.
You did?
And by the tower, you know, the Trump Tower, it was impossible.
What, did you go by there just out of curiosity?
Actually, or? No. I live in New Jersey, but I come here for a haircut twice a year.
For a haircut?
So from 57th, I walk down here.
It's good exercise, though.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. So.
Did you see any activity around Trump Tower? Is there?
No, just lots of police directing the traffic, you know, but everybody is just barely squeezing by.
Did you vote in the last election?
Yes, I did.
And who got your vote?
Mr. Trump.
You voted for Donald Trump. Are you excited about his upcoming presidency?
I am. I am very curious. You know, we have to give him a chance and give him a little time, and then we can talk.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of fear and trepidation coming from Democrats.
Yes.
Do you think they're worried for nothing?
You know what? I worry too. We all worry, but we just hope for something better, and I hope Democrats can work together with Republicans. We have to come together.
I agree that there's not enough working
We cannot
together.
Fight. We cannot just... We are all Americans, so...
Did you not like Obama?
Yes, I did. I did not like it at the beginning. I was quite shocked, especially after his second term, that he again got elected. But I think he did a lot of good. A lot
you
of
do?
Good. Yes.
Yeah. What didn't you like about Hillary Clinton?
That she was so sure of herself.
She seemed arrogant to you?
Yes. Every time I saw her, every debate, she was so sure she's the winner. She didn't give anyone any chances, you know. And no, you have to be open. You have to be... And I think she lost with some states that she ignored. And now she's paying big for it. She didn't visit enough, I guess. That's what they're saying. But, you know, I liked her. I liked her at the beginning. I liked her. She was very active always with the women and children. But then she got very snobby.
Very what?
Snobby, I would say.
What about Bernie Sanders? Did you admire him?
No, not at all. No.
What didn't you like about him?
I think he was too ridiculous. We cannot have everything for free. No.
What are you looking forward to most in 2017? Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
Yes, I have to be optimistic. Otherwise, we cannot go ahead. And I just hope they will fix things for older people. People live longer. They need Medicare. They need good health care. And that's very important. I work in health care. So I see old people being cut with all benefits, and that's very important. I'm going to get old one day, and hopefully there will be something.
I'm right there with you. What's your Happy New Year's message to our listening audience in Jersey? We're in Jersey City, right across the Hudson, in our station.
Uh-huh.
Where are you at in Jersey?
Union County.
Union County?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your message to everybody this year? Happy New Year's message.
To be friendly to each other, to smile to each other. Everything
now,
should be better.
You speak a different language.
I'm
what
from
is
Poland.
It? Can you say something in Polish to listeners we might have in Poland?
Of course. Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.
Solidarność.
Solidarność. Mr. Bałęsa, right?
Well, yes, I remember that, yeah. There's my card. My show is tomorrow night. I hope you can listen.
Thank you very much.
Thank
it was
you.
A pleasure.
Another loss this week that might have gone unnoticed, Heinrich Schiff. You're hearing him play the cello, passed away this week. Playing the music of J.S. Bach, taking us out on the Dusty Show. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. Stay tuned for Hardy. Always remember Heinrich Schiff. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned now for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition coming up next.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy Wire. Join me now, won't you, as we take a deep breath together. And instead of exhaling, we hold that breath for a while. And I don't know what happens, whether it's lack of oxygen to the brain or something, but we have a wonderful waking dream where together we explore our imaginations and have a little respite from reality. And then we snap back into reality together. Oh, and it's kind of jarring, my friends. Oh, I am so glad to be with you. It is the end of another year. Another year? Like a calendar year. I mean, it's always the end of another year, depending on where you start. Say, oh, yes, I mean, it's the anniversary of this time last year, always. But we like to make some kind of demarcation when it comes to the calendar. Flipping over, look, oh, there's a brand new nude fireman this month. Everything changes. And so I'd like to just acknowledge that we're moving into a new year by looking, instead of looking forward, by looking backwards and going, oh, no, look what's chasing us. You should never do that. You should just forge ahead. Because otherwise, if you look backwards, you know, you won't notice the big pit in front of you. But if you turn around, you'll notice that pit. Then you'll notice that there's some good old-fashioned barbecue in it. Not if you're a vegetarian. Not, no, then it's something yummy. They're barbecuing a giant zucchini. I grew one time. I did. Have you ever grown them? They can get as large as, I don't even know how to describe it. Something big. Like, really, mine was about, no exaggeration, about 2.5 feet long. I'd say it was the size of a small child, but when I throw it back in the fire pit, that's going to scare you. So I don't know. Oh, but it's good to be together, and I love doing that. What's your message, Hardy? Oh, I just want to be with you. I know how difficult life can be. I know how I can beat up on you. I know how people can be sad and dejected and confused, and sometimes you don't know that. We're all fighting some sort of inner struggle. And some people, it could be extra crazy. And some people are fighting inner struggles against pain, real pain and everything. We're all carrying a burden. Some people have little tiny, I'm just holding like my mom's purse. That's my burden. It's not very big. So basically, I feel like I've got a free hand. And I can, if yours is super heavy, I'll help you carry it. Unless you're stealing gold bullion off the back of a truck, and then what am I doing? I didn't mean to help you with that. So tonight I'm going to share with you some crazy adventures that I've had this year in 2000. I don't want to say the name of the year. Then I'll date, the show will be dated. But all these things happened within the last 365 days, I guarantee you. But I don't want to sort of give things. I like to remain mysterious, and I like to talk to you heart to heart. Just another person shouting out across the universe saying, oh, Lord, I know how difficult it is, and I wish I had company and friends, and I want to be that to you. And I try to tell you things I think are useful or entertain you, and then I run out of ways of doing it. So I started telling stories, just like you would when you have a child, and you go, oh, this child's driving me crazy. Bless it. Maybe I'll make up some stories to entertain it. Then when the stories get boring, you add puppets. Then when the puppets get boring, you hire actors. Then when the actors get boring, you turn it all into reality and make the story a religion. I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself. But I'd like to just announce that we're going to look backwards now. And I'm going to share with you. I'm smoking my pipe by the fire. Let's look back at the last year. We did some crazy things. The boys and I say they're boys, they're men. I call them boys because of their emotional age. And they're not real, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. But the boys and I had many, many adventures this year. The best, I think, one of the highlights is the great thing about creating your own reality is that you're within it, you can be a celebrity. But I chose in my made-up world to be a very minor celebrity. That way I'm not bothered by people. So here we are, the three of us, on Hollywood Squares about a year ago. One of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth over $2,000. Which star is it? Lou Register. Butch Spinoza, Don Bourgeoisie, Hans Conry, Vincent Price, Wally Cox, Kamiko, Edward Everett Horton, Linda Day George, or Hardy White, all in the Hollywood Squares. And here's the master of Hollywood Squares, Peter Marshall.
Thank you, and hello, stars.
Hello, Peter.
I know you're going to make fun of my jacket.
No, I like your jacket.
Oh, that's a fine
lovely
jacket.
Jacket.
Our Miss Circle this evening is Karen Morris. Welcome to Hollywood Squares, Karen.
Thank you.
A nice round of applause. Karen is a housewife, mother of two, married to a general manager of a car lot.
Yes, there's a lot in there.
Yes, well, we wish you luck this evening. Mr. X is Ken Jones. Hiya, Ken. Nice
hello.
To see
hello.
You.
Hello.
Ken Jones. Ken is a teacher and water polo coach. He's married to a teacher. They have a young daughter. And we have a commercial word or two or three, and we'll return and play a secret square game worth over $2,300. Welcome back. The object for our players is to get their stars in a row, either across, up, or down, or diagonally. It's up to them to figure out whether a star is giving a correct answer or making one up. That's how they get the squares. Every game completed is worth $250, and the person who wins the most cash tonight will win a brand new car in addition. In our first two games, they play for a secret square. If one of our contestants picks a secret square and is correct, they'll receive this in round one, Mr. Williams. And Circle starts the secret square, which includes this handsomely styled sofa by Crayler, one of the world's largest makers of upholstered furniture, performance-tested fabrics, deep-seated comfort by Crayler. And a certificate to Dairy Queen. Let's all go to the Dairy Queen, where the whole family can enjoy America's favorite Sundays, delicious shakes, and other frozen treats. And from Brunswick, the fabulous Dunham Home Billiard Table, one of the finest made. It's fun for the whole family by Brunswick. Plus, a line of his and her cosmetics, makeup, and skincare products from Vanda Beauty Counselors, a division of Dart Industries. And Kimball Swinger Organ, amazing new feature. The entertainer makes a beginner sound like an expert musician, play a simple one-finger melody and selected rhythm accompanied from the orchestra of the Kimball Piano and Organ Company. And new Stratolanger low-back living room chairs. They're full-size reclining chairs, inclusive headrest, pops up, Stratolanger low-back, that's covered. And new Weldwood, a line of home safety adhesive for every job around the house, non-flammable, non-toxic, non-spillable, warm up. Maslin's inner circle carpeting from the subtle swirling pattern made of Kumlov nylon. Monsanto looks good and will last for years. Maslin make carpet that way. And Jolly Time popcorn. The Fluffy Dunder Popcorn tastes fine. Let's show the secret square to the home audience and know the stars are briefed to help them with their bluffs. Karen, I believe you won the toss.
The one and only Hardy White.
True or false, Hardy? Well, that doesn't allow for shades of gray, does it? Go on. True or false? ACT utilitarianism is to rule utilitarianism as the Malaysian archipelago is to blank. Oh, man, I'm so bad with math. Man, I was terrible in school. I was so bad in school, my mom got called into the office so much, they ended up building her a little guest apartment there, where she died of shame. Well, what is it, Hardy? I'm going to say true volcanic activity.
I'll agree.
He's right. Rule utilitarianism collapses into act utilitarianism in much the same way that underwater volcanoes form Pacific Island chains. Very good. Circle gets a square. Ken? I'll go with Lou Register.
Hey, Ken.
Lou Register of Squad 42, do the catchphrase for us.
What?
Oh, I love it.
Hardy?
I don't know, man. Lou, according to the Bible, a humble dinner with love is better than what?
What?
A humble dinner with love is better than...